From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A declassified report by the U.S. intelligence community says Russian President Vladimir Putin set out to undermine the 2016 U.S. election, eventually deciding to help the chances of President-elect Donald Trump. Mr. Trump was briefed Friday by intelligence officials. He did not endorse their view. The airport in the southeastern U.S. state of Florida, where a lone gunman killed five people, has reopened. Workers at the Fort Lauderdale Airport worked overnight to have the facility operational by this Saturday morning, but passengers have been told to check with airlines about their flights. The busy airport had been closed since early Friday afternoon when a man opened fire at the baggage claim, killing five people, wounding eight more before being detained. Rick Scott is Florida's governor.
My heart goes out to every family impacted. The families that lost their loved ones, and the family and the individuals that have loved ones still in a hospital fighting for their life. You can't imagine how this could happen to any family, anywhere in the world, but clearly we don't ever want this to happen in our great state.
Law enforcement officials holding the suspect say he is 26-year-old Esteban Santiago of Alaska, who arrived at the airport Friday on a flight from Anchorage, the main city in Alaska. Santiago is reported to be a former National Guard member serving in Puerto Rico. Last year, he voluntarily checked into a hospital for mental health evaluations. He is reported to have said he was hearing imaginary voices, some of them telling him to join the terrorist group Islamic State. He spent 10 months in Iraq in 2010 and 2011. This is VOA News. A Syrian monitor says a car bomb in a town near the Turkish border has killed at least 19 people. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the explosion happened Saturday in a busy marketplace in the rebel-held town of Azaz. Officials say the death toll is likely to rise. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast that comes as a ceasefire is being observed across the country. It is Syria's province. The White House has directed all U.S. ambassadors who are political appointees to resign their posts as of Inauguration Day, which will be January 20th. A senior member of President-elect Trump's transition team told the New York Times newspaper there was no ill in demanding the ambassadors leave their post on schedule, just as thousands of political aides at the White House and in federal agencies must do. President-elect Donald Trump on Friday refuted claims that the American taxpayers would be on the hook for a border wall with Mexico. Speaking to the New York Times, he said that the wall would initially be funded through Congress, but the money would eventually be repaid by Mexico. Trump's comments came after Friday news reports cited House Republicans who said Trump's transition team wanted to start work on the wall as soon as possible and would seek funding through the appropriations process to do so. Israel says it's withholding about $6 million from its annual United Nations dues following a UN Security Council resolution last month calling for an end to Israel's settlement activities in the occupied Palestinian territory. Israel's annual $40 million contribution to the UN represents funds that could be allocated to committees focused on Palestinian issues. Foreign and defense ministers from France and Japan have met in Paris, the third session of what they call the French-Japanese Political and Military Dialogue. Among the subjects they discussed is concern over North Korea's weapons program.
Bien sûr, nous abordons la question de la Corée du Nord. Et en ce qui nous concerne, nous allons poursuivre nos efforts pour amener ce pays.
French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault said France will continue its efforts to encourage North Korea to renounce its nuclear program. The bilateral dialogue between France and Japan, which began in 2013, also focused on promoting Japanese tourism in France. Members of U.S. Congress have officially verified Donald Trump's election as the 45th U.S. president. Vice President Joe Biden, who also is president of the Senate, made a formal announcement declaring Mr. Trump the winner. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.